Stufe weiß es gehen. Auch gönn schon Kiro, bestei körisch ein Besuabo wie ein Besuabo. Wie ein Bein Zule zu schläuche. There's not three Tvachim in between. So therefore we say Lovid, it's considered a task like one long beam going on top of your front step. Now Videl is Pienza. Now your front door is mamish in between these two beams. This like this roof, in between the two pieces of the roof for the front step is where your door is. So Tesach Pesuach, if the door is open, Kilifnim. If the door is open, then there's no hefstick between these two beams on top. So since there's Lovid in between, it's connected. At least if you have a beam here, four Tvachim on top, we can say at the end, Gudach, it comes down. And since in between the beams there's no mafsik, so we look at it as if one beam here, one four Tvachim dicker beam, at the end of the beam, we say Gudach. Mashenkein, Tesach, no Kilichutz. But if the door is closed in between these two beams, so since the door is closed, we don't say Lovid then. We don't look attached as if these two beams are one long beam. It looks like two separate beams then. Smela, outside the door, how wide is the beam outside? Only two tvachim. Two tvachim again, we can't say good achis. Because if you make it come down, there's not bal tvachim between this beam and the door, you can't say good achis. So talking about a house, and outside the house you have the roof coming out with a front step. No, it's not a straight roof, a four tvachim straight. It's two beams. So when you have two beams that say gudachas together, here's not convenient. There's a door in between. It's mafsik. You don't say the love it in between. So you only have two tefachim outside. It can't come down. The door is open. Then these two beams on top are like connected with love that they have a beam for tefachim. We say gudachas. Let's see Rashi. Rashi beskupas bayis shekuloi pesach mikura. The whole top of it has a roof on top of the front porch, front step. But I know time with the Pesach, no, but it's schwer. Why if the door is closed, do you say it's kelchutz? Since there's a roof of four tzvachim, which is zichah say good achis, it should be mutter to carry underneath the roof. Kelchutz kagoyin shekiru uva va Pesach b'shtei kairus. The roof is made out of two different beams. Dilu tikra, it would be one beam, sheyesh b'dalad, then zichah zakrashi amrinim be'yur v'saisim. Nothing could block it, even if the door would be closed. If it's mamish one beam, then at the end you would zichah say yur v'saisim. The Sula Yasa Nilo Delos Mavatla Mechitza. Closing the door can't be Mavatla this Mechitza. The Afilu Shaykh Yam Tusa, Afilu closes Mamish in the middle of the roof. The Laidomi Lamovi, the Kiras Movi Ktsara. I'll tell you, by your Movi, where you matter with the Kura is only really one Tepach atop. Like those things is only the Rabbon and Dika Heker. So there we say, Lehuch Shirel Lamovi. This Kura is only being a Heter for the Movi inside. Hilkach Pesach, no, if you close the door, Botla Materas Kura, you don't need the Kura anymore to be Mata the Movi, you Mavata the whole din of the Kura. So also Le Movi, you don't need a Movi anymore, you don't need a Heter of a Movi. If you close the door to the Movi, see Mama Shavara Shusa Yach, it's four walls here. You don't need this Kura at all. The Kura is only one Tefach wide. Hilkach Pesach, now let the door is closed, Botla Materas Kura, you Mavata the whole din Kura on top. So also Le Movi, Avotikras Dalad, where you have your front. We have your front door, and outside you have a little roof, four tefachim wide. Loibotli yiridasa stimasa benidol delis. Even closing the door would not be mavatla the din of yurid. Why? Da alocha lemoshe misinayhu. Good v'loved v'daisen akuma v'mokem dalis. Whenever you have a beam on top, mamish four tefachim straight, that alocha lemoshe misinayhu would say at the end of the four tefachim, it comes down. Even if there's a door in between this beam, so what? Four tefachim is mamish mediraisa. Now, why is our case different? For hocha time in mishum d'shtei kairis oyu. There were two beams on top. She'ein v'zu abo v'loi v'zu abo. Neither one of the two roofs, two beams of the roof, had four tefachim. V'loi b'neim gimel, there wasn't in between gimel tefachim. Tzimel, you say lovud. Now, for lovud, here we say closing the doors mevatel. V'yadelas mesukin liyash noyel b'yemtzer. Dela closes mamish in the middle of the two beams. Hilkach. Pesach, the door is open, kalifnim. The chivin dein benen, gimel, does not gimel tfachim on top between one beam and the other beam. I'm really loving. We say the top two beams are like connected. It's one flat roof on top, dalat tfachim. Then we say it's yerd v'saisim at the end. Therefore, all the way underneath this kura, you're allowed to carry. You have the fourth wall coming down. Ve'vei kechoda, opiyo achitzin yerd v'saisim, do'ashti is be'dalat. Ma'ashen kein pesach no kalichutz. If the door is closed, then outside the door, you're not allowed to carry. kivon de dem zuhu. Since the door is in the middle, nimsu mafsik b'neim, this door is mafsik between the two. O mechalken zumizu, and the divides up the two kuris on top. The two roofs on top lie two separate roofs. She'ein miras yachad, doesn't look together. Loime ben lovit. As you can't say lovit should be attached if there's a door in between dividing it. That's the chiddush of the Gemara. If you have a door in between these two roofs, then you can't say lovit. It doesn't look like one thing because there's a door in between. Be mafsik it. So you could learn it means the door mamish comes up in between, like mamish divides up the two kuris on top. So they can't come to reach together. There's a door coming up in the middle.
Couldn't you say nothing will love it with the door itself? And
that you don't say. The is the vatel that didn't love it. Lekman v'chid, mafsik b'neim, u'machalkun, zumizu. She'en amiris, Rashi says in Lashon, she'en amiris yachad. These two beams on top now do not look like one beam. Loime b'hem love it. Therefore you can't say love it. Lekman v'chid, therefore you can't say the outer beam by itself. Pia yurv esaisen, the outside of the outer beam, which is only two tefachim wide, should come down. So let's pay dalit, because the outside of the door, you only have one beam, which is only two tefachim. These two tefachim can't come down. You say yurv esaisen, you don't have a mukim inside dalit. You don't say yurv esaisen. That's the halacha where it's a scoop has two different dinim. In such a case, if the door is open, then the roof on top is connected. It's called dalit tefachim. You say yurv esaisen, you're allowed to carry in this front step, and if the door is closed, then it's us to carry in the front step. That's the Psham the Braisa. Right. Bimhoise skupa gvoya yud, if the skupa, this outside step, or this outside platform, was yud fachim high, v'roch v'dalad, and as namish dalad fachim, v'chur it's namish rishus yachad by itself, harezu rishus liyatma. The Braisa says, no, it's called rishus by itself, and you're not allowed to hand something from your house on top of this omud, even though this omud is right outside your house, and it's namash has din rishus yochid, you can't carry from your rishus yochid on top of this omud. Why not? So tomorrow, misayle l'rav is a ride to Rav Yitzchak. Is a ride to Rav Yitzchak bar Avdimi. The omer Rav Yitzchak bar Avdimi. Oyim ahoy Rav Meir. He said over for Rav Meir a new gzera. I will soon see we don't pass like this gzera. For Rav Meir's gzera was kol mokam shata moitze beiz rishuyis. Whatever you find two rishuyas, like here, a house, and right outside your house you have this big omud, this big box, that's also rishus yochid. Vein rishus achas, and it's both rishus yochid. Could go in omud rishus yochid. Is any time you have an omud, you have like a box sticking up in the middle of rishus yochid. Gavoya yud v'roch of dal. If this box, this omud, anything, this platform, which is yud tfochem high, 4x4, even if it's in the middle of your backyard, it's in the middle of rishus yochid. Also, that's where Meir's new Zerum. You're not allowed to put something from your Rishus HaYochid on top of this beam, on top of this Omud. Why not? Gzerim Rishum Tel Rishus HaRabim. We're afraid maybe the same beam, the same platform, Hamol will be outside of Rishus HaRabim. And you'll think, just like in your own house, I'm allowed to put my Chvetzim down on top of this Omud. Who Adim, when I'm in Rishus HaRabim, I'll also put my hat down on this Omud. When he's in Rishus HaRabim, then it's an Issa D'Oraisa. Because you're in Rishus HaRabim, and this Omud, since it's Gevoya Yud, Roch of Dal, Adalim, it's Rishus HaYochid. So Rav Meir makes this Zera, even in your own backyard, you now I take your hat, any chepas, and put it down on an Omud, which has been Rishus HaYochid. Kastra, the end of his brightsum, that if your scoop is right outside your house, and it's also Rishus HaYochid, it's also to carry from your house onto this scooper. But Tzai speaks out, even though usually we pass in here like Rav Meir, here this Gzaima read. The Alpha got the Kamel Krav Meir, because they rise of, Afilu gabi rabim kudamucha b'reish apopi aba hocha ein halach Rav Meir. This gzera we don't have. Allowed anything in your backyard, even if you have something there that has another din rishus yachid, you are allowed to carry from one rishus to this rishus yachid. The parak kol gagas paskina b'ed yalocha krab shimin, that you are allowed to carry. Bakoparam, that's pshan the brisa though, that if you have this scoop right outside your house, even though it is a rishus yachid, according to Rav Meir, there's a gzera not to carry from Rishus HaYochid on top of the Yomer. So it's the Mishnah. Lo yeshiv odom lefnei asafer somach lemincha. You can't start taking a haircut before mincha. This is a loch afilu mechel, lav daf on Erev Shabbos. The reason why it's brought down in Masechta Shabbos, because the next Mishnah also says things you shouldn't do when they're talking about before on Erev Shabbos, before Shabbos. So it starts off with other loches. That before mincha, you're not allowed to take a haircut. So yeshiv odom lefnei asafer somach lemincha. Until you daven mincha first. Drashle Yeshua Lefei Asapil Listapra Teg Hikot Somach Lemincha Koidim Lemincha Ad Shi Yispalo. Why? Shem Lo Yishkach. Maybe you forget yourself. Lo Yispalo. You won't have a Mincha. Lo Afilu Buchel Nami. This Mishnah Nogeyat in Miller Week. Lo the Tony Hocho. What's it doing here in Masechta Shabbos? Mishun the Dom Lo the Tony Gabo Lo Yetzi Achayt Pemachtei. Later Mishnah says a weaver shouldn't walk out with a needle on Erev Shabbos, even before Shabbos. Because we're afraid they'll still walk out with a needle even on Shabbos. So you have Lady Gzeres not to walk out on Erev Shabbos. It talks about these halachas, which even though they're Nagei Techoil. Exactly which mincha we'll see in the Gemara. It means mincha gedol or mincha ktana. Vayta lo yikones odem lemercha. You can't go take a bath before you daven mincha. Vlo lebruski. You can't go start making a skin. To make, if you have pieces of skin, you want to make leather out of it, tan them, you can't do it, because right, you're also afraid you won't stop to daven mincha. V'loy lechot, you can't start eating a suda when it comes somach lemincha, it's a half an hour before this man of mincha, now let's start having a suda. V'loy ledin, you can't have a shalui, the paskin a shaila, because we're afraid if you start paskin a shaila, you'll be manchet those man and you miss mincha. V'imeschilu, luyitzu b'dievod, you did start to do any one of these things, is a mafsikin. We don't tell you you have to stop, so you're allowed to continue your suddah, continue your haircut, providing that you realize you will have enough time to daven mincha later. Even though matchil you shouldn't have started, but if you did start, we're not matzrich you to stop. Shrashi lo yikone somach lemincha lel amerchot. The time of the kulam mishum shema yimshach, we're afraid also maybe you'll be moishach in the bath, at sheyavaz man tfilu, so you missed the whole zman mincha. Finish what you're doing. With normal, you would be able to finish your haircut and still dive a mincha afterwards. Then we don't tell you have to stop. So the Mishnah Noda Locha, Mafsik Likras Krishma. This goes that are people that are Tarosa Manosli. They learn Mamish the whole day without any batola. So still they have to stop learning to say Krishma because that's the mitzvah of the Raisa. They're not mechuyev to stop learning to daven tefillah, because since they're terosa menosa, they don't have to daven. But no, a person that's a terosa menosa, a yochid. Shashi mafsikin lekrishma diisim ediraitzam. V'yei mafsikin letefillah begemara poruch hotana lereisha. The reisha says it. We'll see more in the Gemara. So special people that are terosa menosa to learn the whole day straight without any batola at all. It's brought down as manas that we don't have this din. But everybody's mechuyev to daven. But the Zman HaMishnah here, if you're Terosa Menosa and you learn to say that without any Afsakim, you didn't have to stop to daven, just to say Krishna. Sati Gemara, Hai Samach LeMincha, which Mincha are we talking about? Ilayim LeMincha Gedoyla, which means Mincha Gedoyla, you start davening at 12:30. So Samach would mean a half an hour before, the Zman is 12 o'clock, and the afternoon 12 o'clock noontime, you're not allowed to sit down to take a haircut then. Sati Gemara, my loy, why not? Ika Shoyz B'yayim Tuva. You have 4 or 5 hours yet till Shkiyah. So you start 12 o'clock, which haircut takes 5 hours? What's the xeri? You won't get finished. You're taking Dava Mincha. Elazat tomorrow, Lachur, means some of the Mincha Katana. It means some of the Mincha Katana, which is usually 3:30. So that already is only in an hour and a quarter before Shkia. Then you can go into questions. Maybe you won't finish in time. Yeah. So tomorrow, even that Shkia, though, if Metchila, the only time it's Osir, is like from 3 o'clock on, of Ezoye Metchilu, if you did start, ain't Mafsikin. Still, we tell you don't have to be mafsik. If you start even after mincha ketana, you don't have to be mafsik. For the Gemara b'zoy name it, you have a tzuf to Rabbi Shua ben Levi. There should be a kasher stira to Rabbi Shua ben Levi. The Yom Rabbi Shua ben Levi, kivon shegiya zman tefilas hamincha. Once it already comes, this zman tefilas hamincha. So the chura can mean mincha ketana when it comes 3:30. Also liyodam shiitam klum. You're not allowed to eat, taste anything. As I vaykei to Rabbi Shua ben Levi, chaydim shispalos tefilas hamincha. Before you daven, tefillas hamincha. It's once it comes 3:30 that you have that's mincha ketanam. So Yeshua ben Levi holds it's also to be toyim. So how could our Mishnah say that if you already started, you're allowed to continue? The chur that's not like Yeshua like ben Levi. The locha we don't pass like Yeshua ben Levi. But koponim, if our Mishnah means mincha ketanah, then it'll be a spirit for Yeshua ben Levi. So the Gemara loy, I can be matchino. Maybe our Mishnah can still go like Yeshua ben Levi. Luyoy lematay our Mishnah is even talking about somach lemincha gedela. Is telling you that even at noontime, you are not allowed to sit down to take a haircut. Even by somach next to close to mincha gedola. Mincha gedola is at 12:30, so somach means half an hour before, you're not allowed to do these things. Aye, the question is, why not? There's a long time till Shkia. Uvetasperis ben Elosa. Talking about a special type of a hikkun. The guy Mamish takes every single hair and cuts it separately to get each hair the exact measurement that one hair reaches the next hair. We'll soon see in Rashi. That's the way the Kohen Gadol used to have his haircut. He had to look tip-top. A special haircut takes a very, very long time. It takes 5 hours, a haircut. With such a haircut, you can't start from Mishgrela. I, what's on the Merchus? The Merchus? Lekula milsa the Merchus. From talking about first entering, taking off your coat. When they first entered the bathhouse, namus, it wasn't a simple thing. You had to go in there, get undressed, and get the water ready, and go in there. The whole thing can also take 5 hours. Lekula milsa the Merchus. Lo lebruski, by going with tanning when you're making your skin. Well, you have a lot of skins to make. So also, once you start making the skins, it takes a long time, you'll get lost there. For le lechel, not to sit down to eat, die, how could you eat 5 hours straight? The Suda Gedela, you go to a chasna. You go to a chasna at noontime, you're not going to sit down to eat until first you dive a mincha. Suda Gedela is also. For le ledin, what does it mean you can't pass in the shayla at 12 o'clock? You have till 5 o'clock to dive a mincha. But chilas adin. So much you started at the beginning of the din. You first start hearing the timings. Then the bezin sits down to listen. Yeah, it can take so long. It can take a long time to hold in. That's the way we'll be in Matzke this pshat. That the Mishnah could even mean for Minch Gedola Ritzosar, providing these are special type of hiccups. Let's see Rashi. Minch Gedola Ritzrashi has cholas man Tomish Rabbein Abayim. When the first man, he can start bringing the Tomish Rabbein Abayim, Mechimaschol Laharif. When the sun starts to go back towards Marav Zayim. Da'ino Michatzi Sheva L'mala. From the 6.5 hours of the day. He's from 11:30 to 12:30 in the morning. Like the sun stays still. The chama is mamish direct on top of you. Kederos connect the lamata. V'yeno meitel l'shum tzad. Omechatzi zayin l'mala from 6.5 hours. That's the first half hour in the 7th hour of the day. Then meitel rukil l'marav. Then the sun starts going back to marav. Samach l'mincha. And what does samach l'mincha mean? Me'aschol l'sheva. Somach means a half an hour before that, at the beginning of the 7th hour, which means at 12 o'clock. That's the beginning of the 7th hour. Mincha ketanah zatrasha means mitesel machta. It's 9.5 hours of the day. Shei regilim shtel achra yoyse mikan. How do you get the shear of 9.5 hours? Because usually they never brought the Tomash or Ben Abayim later than that. Even though metchil they could bring it from 12:30, but usually they always brought it later by 3:30. What's called Samachlo? At the 3 o'clock, the beginning of the 10th hour of the day. Is it Meschilu Ein Masikim Etzmiya? If you're talking about Mincha Ketana now, so it's not only an hour and a half left, an hour and a quarter left. Is Etzmiya? If in the middle of a Sud, in the middle of a Hekot, you don't have to stop. The Yavar Azman, Leimet Hevet Yufta, Diktoni Yachi Yigmu Sudasim. Here we say it's finished, and Yeshua Balevi says, once it comes Mincha Ketana, you have a Chiyah to stop. The Moritz Teretz says no, it's no Stira. Now, Mishnah is talking about Mincha Gedola. At 12 o'clock noontime, you have to cancel one of these things. What's the Xerah, a 5-hour job? A special haircut. Strashi Ben Eloso, Chosno Sherebi, was Rebbe's son-in-law. For you. Opiza Moyes, he spent a lot of money. Luma Tasparish or Kohen Gadol. To learn how to take the special haircut the way a Kohen Gadol used to take. Shehoyu Mesater Kol Roshoi. He used to cut all his hair. But learn the Garmi, he didn't take a baldy though. Elamaniach kol hasaris, he left every part, every hair, ktsas, a little bit of each hair was left over, kadei shir roisho solzeh, betsat ikro solzeh. Hey, that one hair reached the next ikr of the next one, reached the root of the next one. It's a pretty short haircut, but every single hair was cut separately to make sure it was long enough just to reach the root of the next hair. Such a haircut takes a very long time, so it's possible to take 5 hours such a haircut. You have a lot of skin to take care of, so it could also take a long time. The Kulamil Samarkas, Loch of Rosh, to scratch your hair, the start of the Chamav, to pour hot water over you, over Tsaina, and then to put cold water, Lazia, take the Schwitz, the Gansamaita. It take 5 hours there. That's one shot. Weiter. So tomorrow, Rav Acha bar Yaakov Amano, Leyolam betasperet Adam. We're talking about a portion of haircut. Of Zoy, and we're talking about Mincha Gedola Ritzosa. We're talking about Chila Amayloi. What's wrong to sit at 12 o'clock noontime to take a haircut? You have 5 hours to go. Leyeshiv is Gzeira Shema Yishper Azug. Maybe in the middle of your haircut, the barber's machine is going to break down. So you cut half your hair. So you can't leave the barber shop. He looked terrible. You have to wait till he fixes his machine. It could take 5 hours till he fixes the machine. So it's not exaggerated. For loy la merchet, lehaziya biyama. Say even a merchet you can't do just to take a schwitz. Aye, why not? Doesn't take 5 hours. And chila my loy, gzeira shem yisalas. You take a schwitz, maybe you'll faint there and you'll be out for 5 hours. No, don't take the schwitz before you dive mincha. For loy la burski, you can't start tanning. Leyuni biyama, even just to look over the skin, see how they're doing. So chila my loy, why not? Dilma chosip say that maybe you'll see some skin that's not doing so good. There's a hole there in the skin. Bizvin el mitrid, and it'll bother you and you start fixing it up. So just to go look at your panosa, that's also no good. Because if you start looking, something's wrong, you'll be there a long time to fix it up. Oloy lechol, afilu sudik tan, afilu take a lunch. You can't eat before you dive a mincha. Lechatchila, my loy, I lunch, doesn't take the 5 hours? Yeah. Dilma oslam shuchay. That's a mitzvah. When you start eating a little bit, you get to tithe, you enjoy eating, maybe you'll be mamshich, you sudik for 5 hours. There's no limit eating. If you have the food there, it could be you'll keep on going. So there's no such example. Valer ledin and not to paskin the shala filu be gemara din. You just have the end, just the gemara din to paskin. So the chila amai lo amai. What's wrong with that? Do starting that at 12 o'clock. You have 5 hours to go. Dilma amai loy. Dilma chazi timer. Maybe you're at the end, right about you before you paskin. It's chayev oivei. I remember there's another time here, and because this time of the whole psak is wrong, I'll have to start the whole thing over again. So even though you're coming in just to give the final psak, still there's a gzeira. Dilma. So the Maisel Aloch, there are a lot of Velta sheet is brought down how we pass it. The Machlokes is showing them here very stark exactly what we're talking about. This part of the Gemara is going back to Mincha Gedola, it's going back to Mincha Ketana. The Maisel Yelam is Mekel that a Suda Ketana, take a partial lunch, you're allowed to eat, and a normal haircut, you're allowed to eat. For Mincha Gedola, there's not to talk about it's Mutter. Even Mincha Ketana, there are also shittas that hold that it's mutter to start lunch even after Mincha Ketana, and even after take a haircut. But there is providing that you have a minyan to go to. So since you know Klo, you have to go to the minyan, we're not afraid you'll miss it. But if you have a mincha by yourself, then after Mincha Ketana, then there's a shal already. You have to know Klo, no exactly. Then if you didn't eat lunch yet, you can daven yourself anyway, then the eight shittas daven mincha first and then eat your lunch. But before Mincha Ketana, we make out that you're allowed to eat a Suda Ketana, or take a haircut, do these things. What's called the beginning of a haircut to say you started, that you shouldn't start, at least you have to start this much before Minchas, before the Zman of Mincha, or Meravavin Mishiniach Maferis, Shal Saporin Avirka, when he puts the sheet over you. It's a barber, you go there and he starts putting sheets to collect the hair, shouldn't fall on you, that's called you started the haircut. That's mean if you already started, you're not mechuyev to stop anymore. That's called you started your haircut. Name is say as cholos merchut. When is it called you started taking your bath already? That you started, you don't have to stop anymore. Amarav Avin mishayarim afroisoyt himenu. When you took off your first coat, you took off your outside coat. That's called you started to get ready to go into the merchut. You already started. Shashim mishayasim afroisoyt himenu. Soyd royhu type of a coat used to wear who rishain lashotis begodim. That's like the first thing you take off. So you start taking a dress, start taking off your first jacket, whatever you're wearing, that's called you started the merchats already. Name the say as cholos bruski. What start you already started to work with the skin? Misha yikshor bank seifa. When you trashy as botes roisov shakur and you put some gloves on you, you get yourself ready to start working with the skins. When you put the gloves on, that's called you already started. Name the say as cholos achila. When is it called you start to teach your sudi ready that you don't have to stop anymore to dive a mincha? Rav Amar Mishi to Yodis. When you wash your hands, that's called you start the sudi. Rav Chanina Amar Mishi Yata Chagurei. When you untie your belt, as they used to wear a very tight belt, so when it comes to eat, you can't eat with a tight belt. Before you start eating, you start loosening your belt. So that's called the beginning of eating. Marvelai Pligi. Halon Vahalahu. As they didn't wear a belt, so you don't have to untie your belt just when you wash your hands. But they used to wear a belt, then the beginning of eating is when you untie your belt. Trashi holon valhu. Pnei bavel hayachogin esatzman b'chayzik. Used to make the belt very tight. Ugeshoichlem when they went teeth, tzricha matirim. That opened up the belt a little bit. Ubnei as yisrael hayonoygin kain. Vataras chagura koydim til shadayim. Because even though they wear belts, but the belts weren't tight, so they could eat like we do without opening your belt. No matter what's called by them eating, beginning the suda, we used to wash the hands. Stop here.